Rutland and Stamford Sound, local news.
Rutland County Council's been trying to save some of the county's key bus services after Centrebus confirmed it was handing back its contract to run the Rutland Flyer 1 and Service 9, and the county missed out on a £3 million government grant to improve public transport in Rutland, as did around half the councils who applied. Most services will be slightly reduced from September and be renamed. A couple, though, will see improvements. Blands will run a new R1 service from September and still operate between Melton, Oakham and Corby. And a council-run minibus will become the R9, and it will continue to stop at Whitwell, Empingham and Great Casterton on its way to Corby. In other changes, Service 12 from Uppingham to Stamford will be renamed the R5 and see some small timetable changes to help with school and college journeys. Service 47 will become the R4 and no longer serve Belton or Barrowden after it was found no one used the service from there since September 2019. Rutland County Council says it will keep that situation under review. The Rutland Flyer 2 will become the R2 and have some additional journeys through Cottesmore, Greetham and Market Overton. Villagers in Exton are coming together to try and fight plans for a 200-acre solar farm planned for the village. The Solar Squad is looking at ways to oppose the scheme, which has a public consultation open until the 14th of August, with initial concerns ranging from the impact on wildlife to property prices. The scheme borders Barnsdale Avenue and Exton Avenue. Speaking at the public information event from Exton Energy, these villagers fear for their future.
There's the glare for the birds. There's the electromagnetic radiation and long-term effects of the battery storage, which hasn't been proven. We've got wild snakes who are endangered in the field, adders, such like. And there's the bats. And there's the osprey nest at the end of the field. And also all the ground wildlife, such as the deers, the muntjac. They will not be able to go through their normal routes because of the huge fencing which goes around the perimeter of the solar farm, which is going to be 2.8 metres high with CCTV. So it's just going to completely change the landscape.
We've been here about 3 to 4 weeks now, and within 10 days of moving in, we got a letter through the post saying that the planning on the solar farm with the battery. We've lived abroad for about 14 years and we've been saving up for our dream house, and then this happened, so it's quite devastating.
A member of the Cottesmore Military Wives has been working with Gareth Malone on a song for Ukraine. Lizzie McWhirter joined the stay-at-home choir during lockdown and has sent in her part and some words as part of a song called Notes for Our World, which has just been released. All proceeds will go to the Disasters Emergency Committee appeal. Lizzie believes out of all the people who took part, she's the only person from Rutland, and she enjoyed both singing and suggesting words for the song.
Words like spirit of spring and flowers emerging, birds are budding, life sustaining, words like this. So we typed these words as we felt into the chat. Gareth took them all away and looked at them, and then we also sent in some words by email afterwards too, if we thought of, oh, we wish we'd said that, let's send those words in as well, which we did. And he looked at them all and then put them into the music which he'd composed.
In cricket tonight, Burley Park under-15s host Ketton Sports. Rutland and Stamford Town News, I'm Rob Pisani.